Earlier this week, doctors in some hospitals began using gene therapy to treat a rare vision disorder that can lead to blindness. The procedure, though, comes with a record-setting price tag, more than $400,000 per eye. And the first person to have the procedure was a 13-year-old boy from New Jersey named Jack Hogan. Here he is just before his operation.
I hope it will increase my daylight. It's like I could see at night for longer. Peripheral vision, so I could play basketball. I could see a whole court.
Eric Budman is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, let's just kind of talk basically about what a gene therapy is and how it's supposed to work, right? Because in this case, we have some sort of engineered virus that's supposed to help Jack ultimately regain some of his vision?
Exactly. So Jack and other patients with the same condition have defective copies of a gene called RPE65. And what this therapy is supposed to do is use a virus to deliver a healthy copy that will override that gene and then start producing this protein that will help them see light correctly.
I see. Now, how do they get then this engineered virus into the right places in the eye?
So it's a bit of a complicated process because the retina is not just sort of out there for anyone to see and inject into. So a surgeon has to go in and create three holes in the white of the eye and then actually suck out the gel that fills the back of the eye and then create a little blister in the retina into which he's injecting the virus and gene therapy.
Okay, and you were able to watch as surgeons worked on Jack's eye?
Yes. I think it took the surgeon, Dr. Jason Commander, a little longer than he expected to find the right spot in which to make the blister in the retina, but he got it in the end.
Mm. Now, Jack is the first person to have undergone this new treatment, but others subsequently also had the same treatment done on them. So, but nevertheless, it's still very, very new, right? And this is an incredibly expensive therapy, right? Almost $900,000?
Yeah.
So why is it so expensive?
I think it's very expensive because it took decades to develop and because it's for a relatively small patient population who have defects in this specific gene.
So small patient population, long time to develop, but Jack's family was able to convince their insurance companies to pay for it?
So Spark Therapeutics, who actually makes this gene therapy, has agreed to talk to insurance companies directly. And so Jack's family told me that they just let their insurers and Spark sort of work it out. But Spark has talked about a few different ways to make this drug more feasible to access. So they've proposed insurance companies paying for it in installments. They've proposed selling it directly to insurance companies so that there isn't the middleman of the hospital. And those are just a few of the ways that they've talked about. They've also discussed giving a potential refund if the therapy ends up not working.
Hmm. But there was a moment, if I understand correctly, before Jack's surgery where the insurance company asked for some kind of unique proof that he had the specific genetic mutation that led to his type of vision impairment that the therapy would be treating, right? There was a potential hiccup there.
Yeah. The surgeon wasn't expecting this, but he got a call late last week from the insurance company saying, can you prove to us that these specific mutations in this gene are what's causing his vision impairment? And for one of the mutations, that was relatively easy, but another kind of error in this gene is actually quite rare. And so it was only by finding a pretty specific paper that they were able to move forward with it and get the drug shipped in time.
Now, people are calling this the first true gene therapy that's been approved by the FDA, sort of separate from the therapies that some cancer patients have undergone, where they take cells from the cancer patient's body, modify them, and put them back. But, you know, I think we should step back for a second. How has this therapy done in clinical trials? I mean, is Jack hoping to achieve full vision?
I don't think people think of it as a cure, But there is the hope that people will recover some of the vision that they're missing. And the clinical trial results were generally quite good, although there was a very small number of people who actually lost some vision. So, you know, there is always some uncertainty.
I see. And how are Jack and his family doing now?
They're doing well. Jack's patches are off and he seems to be feeling good.
Do we know if he's seeing any better, or how long will we until we do know?
There's an appointment that they have that's about a month out that will start testing for those changes, because he still has to have the other eye treated next week. So it's not over yet.
All right. Well, Eric Budman, reporter with our partners at STAT. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me.